whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Another week of the picks and another week of Heather in first place. 78-54. There's no drop off coming. She went 4-1 last week with her people, the people of Detroit.
Yes.
Celebrating,
you know it.
A Lions victory. Heather, when she goes on an island, is 8-3. I mean, everything she touches has turned to gold. If you haven't been betting with her, I don't know what to tell you. Second place is now Tom. He's 13 games back. I am 14 back. Greg, 18. And John, with a record better than James Franklin, but still 19 games back.
Yep. It's happened sometimes. Defending champ is obviously going to be dethroned.
Kind of like the Wolverines. All right, let's get to the picks.
Only 6 NFL games this week, so we're going to start off with the NHL. Wings try to stay hot at home against the Blackhawks. Costa.
You just put that one on a tee for him to play that drop.
This seems so obvious. I'm taking the Wings, but that's what actually concerns me. The Blackhawks are very bad in goals scored and goals allowed.
Ditto. I don't know what else to say other than the Blackhawks are bad, and the Wings seem to have found some juice, so I'm going to keep going with the Wings.
Yeah, they're on a winning streak, right? Let's keep it going. I'm going to go with the Wings, too.
Chicago sports teams are going through a rough one right now. Let's go Red Wings.
Wings are your adopted people? Is that what you're talking,
you
Heather?
Said you went to games growing up.
Oh, no, I've always been a Wings fan.
Yeah, but they're not they're your adopted people. Your people, we'll get to your people later.
Well, no.
You can't have multiple people.
Yes, I can.
Why not?
I was born and raised right here in Metro Detroit, so these are my people.
Tradition unlike any other. The Texans are hosting a wild card game Saturday at 4:30. Chargers are favored by 2.5 points. Gov.
Yeah, Houston, every time they've been in the playoffs, has played at 4:30 on Saturday since like 2011. I'm going to go Chargers.
Thanks,
here.
Stoney.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that on the way in this morning. I couldn't wait to use it.
I will back you up. That's a good stat.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Oh, okay. A compliment from Greg.
Yes.
I feel so. I'm going Chargers. Yes. Yeah. Trust Harbaugh here in this situation. Texans, I just don't think they're a very good team. I think they're the best team in the AFC South. I think those are different things. I'll take the Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking NFC South, AFC South. Like, there's a lot of things where you could say, okay, you made the playoffs, but you're not necessarily a good team. I feel the same way. And it's kind of disappointing with the way the NFL set up that you are playing at the Texans, because I do think the Chargers are a better team. I think Justin Herbert and what they bring to the table, I think they at least get one, if not multiple wins, but I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah, I kind of wish I wasn't, because I like to choose something different, but I am also going with the Chargers just because they're LA Chargers. I want to like give some love to Los Angeles a little bit from what they're going through. Plus, it's the shirt I got in the mystery box. I'm just rooting for them.
Jim Harbaugh playoff game in Houston. Dad energy rising. Chargers. Jim.
Jim Harbaugh allegedly believes and remembers the day he was born. He's a weird dude. Yeah. But he's exactly what this franchise needed. I think this is when Justin Herbert finally shows what he's capable of and wins a playoff game. They've got the run game. They've got a defense. And I think they go into Houston, favored for a reason, and get it done.
Ravens host the Steelers as 9.5-point favorites. John.
I don't think there's any doubt the Ravens win this game, but I think the Steelers' defense is too good to be basically blown out. You're talking about a 10-point win. So give me the Steelers. Give me Mike Tomlin. Again, a very average team. I don't know if they score a lot of points, but I also don't think that the Ravens score a lot of points in this one. So give me the Steelers.
Okay, I'll go with the Ravens.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of talk about how the Steelers made the playoffs just to face a division rival. That cuts both ways. The Ravens have to face a heated rival, too. I'll take the Steelers. Jim.
Steelers offense is broken.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. Haven't topped 17 points the last 4 weeks. They've had their doors blown off in 3 of the 4. Ravens are a cut above. Lamar struggles later in the playoffs. They'll take care of business in game one.
I'm going Steelers here. I think the Steelers, for the most part, have played Lamar extremely well, and I think the anomaly was just the last game they played, and people have short memories. There's no Zay Flowers. He had a big game in that game. Steelers will play them tight. They'll lose. Classic Stoney. Ravens win. Steelers cover.
Mm-hmm. That's more like Stoney. Bills play the Broncos in the playoffs for the first time since the AFC Championship game in January of the year of our Lord, 1992. Mm. Bills laying 8.5. Heather?
I'm going to pick the Broncos. I don't think they're necessarily going to win. I feel like they're underdogs, and I'm going with them.
Bronc Bros before Broncos. Give me the Bills.
Broncos, great against the spread all year long. You got a rookie quarterback going on the road, but you've got a defense and you've got a coach to help set him up in this spot. The Broncos have only lost by more than 8 points once this season. Give me Denver.
And that game was at Baltimore, and I think a lot of people use that game as when Denver plays the big boys, they get destroyed. We're way later in the year now. Sean Payton's been in this spot before. I think the Bills' defense is at least questionable to where the Broncos will be able to score some points. The cold's not going to affect them. They're used to that in Denver. I will take the points here and take the Broncos.
Broncos with Bo Nix. Bo Nix, I think he's got obviously a bright future, especially if Sean Payton, that duo can really be good together, but not this weekend. I think the Bills are going to make a point. Sean McDermott wants to make a point. And when you do rookie things as a quarterback and you're playing against a team that can make you pay for those, I think the Bills win this one running away.
Packers travel to the Link, getting 4.5 points from the hosting Eagles. The Eagles have championship medal that the Packers simply do not have. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Jim.
I think they drop a bomb on the Packers, who are frauds with a capital F. They have struggled against the heavy hitters in the NFC. 1-5 in this division, 2-5 against playoff teams. Eagles, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I'm going to go Eagles here, too. And I feel like the Eagles are almost like politics to a certain degree. There seems to be such a divide on people who think they're really good and people who think, oh, my gosh, this implosion's coming internally. I buy that they're really good. I bought it since before the season. And I think they crushed the Packers, who I think are falling apart.
Eagles win, Packers cover. But I think the Packers, Jordan Love, this is going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole, so stick with me. He always seems to do in the last couple of years enough at the end of the season to make everybody believe that the Packers are going to be contenders. They have won one game in the division. They're not contenders. They are not going to be contenders next year. Jordan Love is going to do enough in this game to make people believe he's worth the contract, to make people believe the Packers are going to have a better season next year. So he keeps it close, but eventually does a Jordan Love thing and costs them the game. So I'm going to take the Packers, but I still think the Eagles win.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Buccaneers host the Commanders. Tampa Bay favored by 2.5. John Jansen waking up in a cold sweat thinking about Dan Turk and Brett Conway.
Oh, down at the pirate ship.
You know how to needle him.
I had to live that one on the 31st. Now you're going to bring it up again?
I like the Bucs in this spot. I like a Bulls defense against a rookie quarterback. Give me Tampa. Fire the cannons.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa here, and the Lions are off this week, but they did play last Sunday night, and the double-digit disco was open at Ford Field. Now the double-digit disco is open for a second straight Sunday night. It's eye patch night at the disco. Give me the Buccaneers, and what I think is going to be the biggest blowout of the weekend.
Ooh. Wow, the biggest blowout of the weekend. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. In fact, I'm taking the Commanders. I don't know if it's...
Where's your blazer?
It's you know what? It's in storage.
Yeah, like everything around here.
And I think that they make enough plays to keep it close. I think that they actually, not to keep it close, but they actually win this game. And it's been 24 years in the making. How about a reckoning? You brought it up. Dan Turk, Brett Conway. Part of my disdain for kickers is people learn just a little bit more about me every week. Yeah, that's where it started, and they finally find a way to right a wrong.
I'm going with the Buccaneers.
Good for you.
You like Pirates?
No.
Arg.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do.
Does Colin have an eye patch?
No. Tommy doesn't.
Not during the day.
But on so Sunday night.
Commanders are trendy. but the Bucks are still favored. Vita Vea is a terrifying human being. Bucks. Vikings favored by 1.5 against the Rams. Game moved to State Farm Stadium in Arizona, the Ford Field of the West Coast. Gov.
This is a tough one to call, but when it's a tough one to call, I go with who I think is the better coach, and that's not a dismissal of Kevin O'Connell, but I think McVay's a better coach. I think Stafford's a better quarterback, and I think only the Lions are the team that will ever be able to beat the Rams. It's like there's still something going on here cosmically where the Lions have got to be the team to eliminate Stafford.
John.
I'm trying to decide, do I just want to make this pick out of spite and not pick Heather's people? Because I do think Kevin O'Connell right now is the better coach over Sean McVay. I know Sean McVay has a Super Bowl. That's why I said right now. What he's done with Sam Darnold, I think they bounce back. I think they recover. I think they want to make a statement in this game, and I think the Vikings win, and I think they actually win big.
I think that I am going to go with the Rams.
Good. Well done.
Going against your people. Done.
I know, but I went because of the L.A. Chargers. I just and I said I was rooting for people in L.A., and you know what?
You're going with the hot pick?
I'm going with Rams.
The game moving,
that's
by the
me,
way,
John.
The game moving, by the way, is irrelevant because half of SoFi was probably going to be Vikings fans. I mean, they're the ones that are probably more inconvenienced because they had to change all their travel plans. Yep.
The Vikings have no doubt watched the film from last week and seen multiple touchdowns they left on the field. Vikes make the adjustments. Vikes win comfortably. Ooh. Jim.
John Matthew Stafford's coming back to Detroit. As nauseating as this storyline has been.
Unless the Commanders win.
McVay, a Super Bowl champion. Stafford, a Super Bowl champion. They are a sleeper in the NFC, and I think they win this game outright. Give me L.A. And those are the picks. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all these great moments that we're picking right now is Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for us, the sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of that massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen. Located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.